Okay, I know it seems at times that we are all headed helter-skelter in either different directions, which is can be fairly peaceful, or headlong like this, which is a little bit less so. What I really wanted to talk with you about today was getting on with the business of creating something to draw us toward, to magnetically pull us forward in time to where we want to be and where we want to go. But the fact of the matter is that time moves at its own rate and things change and go in the directions they will. So I'm going to vary that just a little bit. And I'm going to start by saying we are all headed in the same direction. It takes many views to get that, and we make that ride exciting or intense, and we make it worth our while by doing it with a lot of variety. Now, when you ask people what they want, they will often make a list of changes that they'd like to see. But people are highly resistant to change. That's just the fact. Now, surely there is some connection between this helter-skelter way that we approach everything and the fact that we're actually all moving in the same direction. Now, I can prove to you that we are all moving in the same direction because we're all sitting here on a tiny marble in a void vast beyond imagining. And that tiny marble is spinning around its own star, we call Sol. And that star, this particular star system that we're in, is sitting about three quarters of the way out of the galaxy. And that galaxy is spinning. And that galaxy is spinning at a speed that is incomprehensible to us. But that's not the end of it. Because that galaxy, not only is it spinning, but it's moving in a direction. No, I'm not sure if that's a direction or not. But it's moving in a direction at a speed, again, that is beyond our comprehension. We can't even begin to imagine. I could say 1 million miles a second, I wouldn't have the slightest idea of how close I'd gotten. And so my particular blessing slash curse is that I see rather broadly. And I'm a little farsighted. That includes how I approach time. I'm a little farsighted. So things come up like I see things that are just a little bit ahead of us. And sometimes that's really good news, and I love to bring that to you. And sometimes, not quite as good. But what I can see from my perspective and vantage point is that as we bubble around on this little planet of ours, we are all on the same ride, and we are all going in the same direction, and that's the fact. Now, how we do that is what makes things interesting. I just found out something the other day. This is going to bore the heck out of some of you, but I think the living of it will be very, very interesting. And that is that this, we are in Mars retrograde. Some of you have heard of Mercury retrograde, and we may have even talked about that for a while, and you know how fun and sometimes confusing that can be. Well, that's because Mercury is, I believe, was the god and part of communication. That was part of his job. But Mars, interestingly enough, is the god of war. So I think it's pretty doggone interesting that these strange sort of superstitious concepts that we have occasionally kind of come home to roost and make a little bit of sense. because I think also, as I've said before, we are at the closest point that we've been in a couple of hundred years to a civil war. The nation is as polarized as it's been in quite a great while. And there are actually those that are stirring up trouble and want to see us get into a conflagration of some sort. Gun sales have been up since the beginning of COVID. And currently, the primary purchasers of guns happen to be people of the African American community. When you see groups of white men in camouflage clothing on the steps of the State House packing weapons, this isn't rocket science. This is a threat, and it's intentional. We don't know how things will go. I know that many of you here are in fact committed to nonviolent action and protest and hearing your voices heard without violence. Not everyone is on that same page. I don't know exactly what you're going to do with that. Now, I myself have told you, I am not by commitment in any way a pacifist. I would not consider myself actually a nonviolent person. However, for some reason, which I can tell you a little bit about, but for some reason, I don't find myself getting into fights or trouble like that a great deal. That's one of the effects of a lot of martial arts training. Believe it or not, is that you manage to stay out of trouble. But as things move along, as they will, and they could get messy, I hope you've given some thought as to what you want to do with that. I woke this morning and I thought about, well, I thought about RBG, but also I thought about the early stages just before World War II broke out. And a number of people, and a number of Jews in particular, left Germany right at that time. And just a short while later, that moved to impossible, or nearly impossible to do, to pull off. There is a moment just before the kerfuffle breaks out that is an opportunity to be someone that later on, maybe they look back and say, oh, you know, so-and-so was really fortunate. They were really lucky. They got on a boat and got out of there before the whole thing hit. And if you wait just a little bit longer, then they refer to you, I believe, as a refugee, if you're lucky. I hate being the bearer of bad news. I don't like it a bit. But I do have this sensitivity and sort of I'm a little farsighted. They tell me the older you get, the more farsighted you get, and that seems to be true in my case. And it's my job to let you know some of these things, whether they're pleasant or not. The part of me that would be feisty about this, I'm reminded of a little conversation between two characters in a TV show. One's named Teal'c. Teal'c's a really big, dark-skinned man. And his buddy, Colonel Jack O'Neill. And Teal'c turns to Jack O'Neill and he says, O'Neill, I am dedicated to this cause and I am willing to die for it. And O'Neill turns to Teal'c and says, Teal'c, I'm dedicated too, but I'm not willing to die for it. I want the other guy to die for his. And I have a part of me that takes a look at that and thinks that way as well. Oddly, some of the most peaceful people on the planet turn out to be the best warriors, Buddhists, Taoists, magnificent warriors. But I want you all to consider the time between now and the beginning of the next year. I've actually discovered that I can travel around during this time. I went to Chicago for a while. I got on an airplane. I got off the airplane. It was all clean and simple. And I'm going to put a plug in here. It was Alaska Airlines. They know what they're doing. Some other airlines, not so good at it. But lots of space on those and good air. Give it some thought. Now, we're all on this little lifeboat, as I've said before. I feel like it's folly for us to really fight, but we've always done it. And we've always done it for the same reason, because we're scared the other guy's going to do it first. It turns out that that's what most tribal warfare was about. Just worried that the other guy was going to strike first. And so someone got jumpy and they acted on it. And we've been doing that and acting that out for thousands of years at this point. Yes, I do think that nonviolence is an evolution in that. I just haven't made that. Somebody told me it's my type O blood. I don't know what that means. But I do see, as I've said before, the benefit of communication. Part of the deal with this Mars thing right now is that it will feel like conflict from time to time. For this morning, I heard my next door neighbors here arguing with each other, and I have never heard that before in the years they've been here. Like in a Mercury retrograde, I suppose there will be some kerfuffles, but they will be martial by nature. That means there will be a tendency to be a little testy about things. You will want to express things, and sometimes with great force. But remember, it doesn't take that to get people to the polling place. It doesn't require that. We still have a chance and still have time to do something about this. We haven't gone over the edge yet. What can we do to at once be realistic and in step with the time, and at the same time, do our best to not be those that had to die for their cause? I really, really want to see all of these faces come next spring. So give this some thought. T3 group, you might want to put this in your hopper for a while. What do we do if it does get ugly here? Because there are those that are really pushing for that, and it looks like a whole lot of people are preparing for it. So how do we want to do that? What can we do to help each other? Can we get the phone tree working again? Can we make sure that we can stay in contact at any given moment? Should we arrange things so that we do that in groups and areas where we live, closest to where we are, so that we know who is the nearest one of us next to us and how they're doing? T3s, think about that. So we have choices about how to do this in this little lifeboat. Can we do it through strife, which does make things interesting? Or can we do it through harmony? Because as we are all going together in the same direction toward whatever destiny this particular star system at the edge of this galaxy has for it, that maybe we can do a little bit of that together. Maybe we can find a way to do this time, this chance around, because this nation has been there before. So we know it can happen here, because it has. And as we think we won that last war, maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Do you know that women led the erection of all of those Confederate statues? Daughters of the Confederacy did about 3/4 of all of those Confederate statues, women, who allegedly in that particular culture had no power. So that's an illusion. Let's think about where we want to go from here to the end of the year. And then a little bit later, we'll talk about where we want to go on the other side of this. That's the news. Amen.